Hello, welcome back. This is Scott, and welcome to my amateur. Have no idea what I'm doing or prepare to write a script, as I have a horrible time not sounding like I'm reading from a script while reading from a script. So, there's one thing that a lot of people say about Star Trek Enterprise, and like the last episode was like the worst. Like, in relation to the show itself, yes. But I loved it. I love Jonathan Frakes and Marina Sirtis coming back and doing their characters and kind of dovetailing the show into the canon. And plus, you got to have the crossover that we got to have with DeForest Kelly and TNG. And you got to have with Picard on DS9. And you got to have with Quark on Voyager. We just had it at the end instead of the beginning. It didn't make the whole entire thing a holographic simulation. It's like watch episode of TNG and Worf and Riker are on the holodeck doing some kind of fight thing involving Klingon rituals and stuff. That just because they're doing that doesn't mean that the entire Klingon stuff was a creation of the holodeck, obviously. It was one key moment in Enterprise's situation that Riker was looking at. So I didn't get caught in that. But the reason for this audio right now is the opening theme, which I don't understand why I get so much hate for. Like, I understand it's different from, like, TNG, DS9, Voyager, Enterprise, Discovery, and now Prodigy in the original series. I understand the difference in that, but it's kind of like the song is, like, perfect, and the videos are, like, perfect, because it's literally us. I mean, the whole entire thing makes sense in the context of you start from this point and you get to here, and it is a long road. A lot of people will forget the fact that it's just chronicling what got us from the beginning to space travel, being with Archer, being with Kirk, and then Picard and Janeway and Sisko, and then into Discovery when you have Lorca and you have Burnham and you have Saru. That is a long road. So of all the ones that are like most realistic to life, I would say that would be the one, because I enjoy the song. Maybe it's just the song everybody hates, but like the visuals you're seeing up until a portion of it, it like feels like it was real. Like it was just a photo montage of us being on boats back in the day, all of a sudden launching the space shuttle, and then you going into space. To me, that would be a long road. I mean, what other song could you use with the visuals? Like, Enterprise gets a lot of hate, some of it justifiable, but when you look at the show in and of itself, it's fine. But when you start trying to compare it to other shows, that's when it collapses on its own weight. But it had a lot of shoes to fill. And the opening theme, to me, was great. Maybe some of the hate was warranted, I'm not sure. But it's a lot of negativity just for the sake of being negative. And I don't quite get how that negativity leads to any kind of critical thinking on something that leads to an understandable result to, oh, I see your point of view. Saying you don't like something just for the sake of not liking it it's like not liking a movie and then someone asking you, have you seen the movie? And they're like, well, no. Then how do you know you didn't like it? If you sit down with the predetermined idea that you don't like something, then chances are you're not actually going to like it. But when I turn on Star Trek Enterprise, or Enterprise as it was for the first two seasons, then the opening theme is like, wow, it's a history of us getting from point A to point B. And what better song than that? I mean, it's even catchy. You can sing along to it while you're making dinner or something. Now, I never try to convince anyone of anything or try to front any idea above anyone else's. My opinions are just that are mine. I don't convey them in a way that's where like I'm like, oh, you're dumb or you're stupid. No, none of that. I just, my viewpoint. Like, I love listening to other people's viewpoints on how they came to something and asking follow-up questions. And that's usually where they get irritated is, how dare you? Like, I'm just asking how you got from there to here. No pun intended. I'm just curious how you got to hate this and why. And then it's usually in contrast to another opening theme. Like how different it is from TNG, or how different it is from from an older version, like TOS or something. And I'm like, in and of itself, it was a great opening theme, because it just showed us getting from being on boats on the water to airplanes to space shuttles flying into space. I mean, that is what happened. So it encapsulates that really well. Encapsulates, encompasses it really well. So maybe leave me a message on why it's actually hated, because everyone can love their opening themes. Everyone can love their different shows or episodes of shows. No one's going to agree on anything outside of us living on Earth and breathing air. That's about, I think, all we can agree on. So why is it that there is so much hate? Is it just because we got a prequel rather than a continuation from where Nemesis left off? Is that where most of it's from? Is it because they didn't really like the first couple, they didn't like the seasons of it, they didn't like the flow, the construct, the pacing, they didn't like the way the ship looked, and you have to latch that to other things to make a more of an argument? Because I've watched Enterprise, not every single episode, but the first 13 or 14 I rewatched recently, and they're fine, they're okay. I mean, if I'm trying to compare shows together, I also got to compare the years in which they were made. TNG was made in the late 80s when it was basically a slow burn. Every episode almost had a slow burn to it, rather than bam, 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 bam. And I think Enterprise suffered with the whole Star Trek fatigue, because there wasn't any breaks, and a lot of people were watching their old class Star Treks over and over and over again. And so when they were trying to watch Enterprise and it wasn't fitting what they wanted, they had to rebel out of it. And then later on, all of a sudden, Enterprise picks back up again, and people are like, oh, I like this show. Why did I ever hate this show? And there's a lot of reasons to hate Enterprise, sure, but there's a lot of reasons to hate every single Star Trek. I mean, if you go out of your way to hate something, you'll find something to hate, and then you just expand upon it and then make it bigger than it needs to be, and then it turns into toxic fandom, and then you have us fighting with each other, forgetting the fact of what Star Trek stands for in the first place. The whole back and forth and negativity of the whole entire franchise isn't what it stands for. A lot of people talk about Gene Roddenberry's vision for the future. Meanwhile, we're in stark contrast to that exact idea by how much infighting we have on the franchise, which is kind of confusing me just a tad bit. But the purpose of this podcast was the Enterprise opening theme, which I thought for Star Trek was pretty good, pretty bolden. It was like, wow, it's us. It's not like, oh, here's a ship flying through space, or here's a space station and stuff going all over and whatever else. It's actually us going from one point in time, not being able to be above a boat on the water, to all of a sudden being in a spaceship to a starship. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. And then I go online and it's the worst theme ever and so horrible and pukey face and blah. And I'm so mad. I hate the people that did this and how dare they? And I'm like, whoa, guys, calm. You don't want a copy of something else, because then the argument is going to be the exact opposite. How dare they copy this? How dare they copy this? Like the Orville. Their theme looks pretty close to, you know, what Voyager would kind of be like. And that's what they said. Oh, it's just lifting from Voyager. You can be original and get crucified for it, or you can pay appreciation to what came before, and you also can get crucified. Either way, you're getting screwed. So I think it's better to look at it as itself and go, does it fit the narrative of this show? And it went out of its way in the first couple of episodes to establish that this was basically the first time this was happening. I can't count on one hand how many times I heard, well, maybe this should be standard protocol, maybe this should be this, or maybe this should be that, or maybe this rule should be, and that doesn't happen. Like the episode where they go down to the planet and they're talking to the wall, and then they're doing all that stuff. And there was a scene in there, I think, where the guy was like, well, maybe we should have like a rule where you can't do that, or something like that. And I'm like, it's like paving the way. You're seeing it in its infancy. And I think that it goes along with what we saw in the theme. And I think as time goes on, it'll be more appreciative, because when you look at it, you're not looking at how dare it try to be my TNG or my DS9 or my Voyager or be my TOS. You're going to look at it like, okay, cool. This is going to bring in more fans and bring in new people. And maybe even people that didn't like it originally were going to come back and go, hey, now that I've matured just a tad bit, this is actually pretty cool. Me personally, the first moment I watched it on TV, on the edge of my chair, loved it. From the moment then. Very rarely do I come back and go, oh, I like this more now. Usually I like it already, because I can separate my past loves of incarnations and just focus solely on what that is bringing to the table. And just in Star Trek Enterprise brought us a little bit more of how we got into Star Trek, rather than already into it and randomly going places and doing things and then skipping ahead. Also, now we're this diplomatic and we're just a peacekeeping thing. So I think Star Trek Enterprise did a lot of good. I mean, can anyone say that any of the other shows are always 100% fantastic? Or is it hit and miss sometimes? A couple of episodes are good, a couple of episodes are flops. You know, some movies are good, some movies are bad, but when you take the series or the movies or the franchise as a whole, overall, 80% good is 80% good. And that's what we should be focusing on. So there's a lot of positive to say about all the different shows, or episodes, or movies. But theme-wise, I think Star Trek Enterprise is the most unique, as it's just us. It's great. It's down to earth. It's here's where you started from. Here's where we're at now. And here's what came in between. And what better song, right? Now I'm rambling, so I'm gonna end this podcast. But I think we just need to be nicer to each other, because we have, every time I turn around, I hear this gene this and gene that and gene this and gene that. And I'm like, practice what you're preaching right now. Get along. Figure it out. Agree to disagree, but agree that you both love the franchise. Agree to disagree on your differences, but don't let that muddy up the appreciation of Star Trek. It's like having two people fight over cake, and then someone behind them all of a sudden goes, you know what, I'm just not going to do that, because you're fighting. But now if you're figuring a way to get along and you're sharing, person behind is like, you know what, I think I'm going to try some too. And that's what we're trying to do. Bring more people into Star Trek, not give them a reason to see why it's probably a bad idea to get involved. We need to show that we have appreciation for what we want other people to appreciate, not just one itty bitty aspect of it. Because from TOS all the way to Strange New Worlds, you have a lot of in between, and people fall on different parts of what they like from each of those. Some people like DS9, some people swear by TOS, some people really enjoy both the animated series, TAS and Lower Decks. You know, you never know what someone's gonna like until you give them the chance to do it, and then it's about appreciating and understanding what you like about it and what they like about it. And as far as Enterprise, that opening theme, I thought was spot on. It was great. And I have yet to hear coherent, without it being negative, response as to why it was bad. Besides, it's just not what came before. I think what came before is fantastic, but what has yet to come can make it even better. You know, it's like reading the first chapter of a book and going, I'm good now. And then someone writes the second chapter, and you're like, oh, that's horrible because of this. Well, let it get to chapter 3. See what happens. You got to give things a benefit of the doubt. And the opening for Star Trek Enterprise, I do not understand the hate. I don't think I ever will. I think every part of Star Trek has a good vibe to it, has a good thing that you could latch on to and really celebrate. Because what does being negative and focusing only on the negative do to help anything be progressive into moving forward into the future? Absolutely nothing. So in closing, great opening theme. I like all of them. They all have their quirks. They all have their characters. And it speaks to what the show is. So it's fantastic. You have a great rest of your day. This concludes this podcast.